Continuing from last week, understanding so just to recap in 2 minutes, we start with the Sefer HaChinuch, famous Sefer HaChinuch that talking about Nekama. And of course, you have to understand everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one can harm you, this is a Sefer HaChinuch, without it being a Gzera Min HaShemayim. That's echoed in the other Rishonim as well. And we said that that seems to be in contrast to the famous Or HaChaim, who says by the Maisa of Yosef in the Bor, that Reuven's decision to throw Yosef into the Bor and not hand him over to his brothers was because the brothers were Baalei Bechira. And Baalei Bechira have a right to choose seemingly against the Gzera Min HaShemayim, even if a person is not Chayiv Misi Bidei Shemayim, he would be Chayiv, he can be killed by the Baal HaBechira. Mashenking the animals that couldn't have such a thing, and therefore that would be a proof to Reuven that Yosef be chayv miser or not. We said the Zohar also seems to say this as well. Maybe this only applies by Mezid and not by Shegig. We said the Reishurav pointed out. We tried to find a Makor for the Archayim, and that was maybe because the Malbim seems to say it by Yom Dov Dagot, Niflam Biyar Hashem. That Hashem, as opposed to a Baal Rach, as opposed to a Baal Bechira, not Be'od Odom, Be'ad Odom Ala Poilo, Netziv brought a Makar from Daniel, another Makar from Yesh Nisba B'lei Mishpat, that there's a certain concept that Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with us, gathers us in, even without a Mishpat, which the Ben Hanan over there in Chagiga seem to say it's talking about this case where a person is killed by a Baal HaBechira, other Makarmas we had. And we said that the Gra and Reb Sadjagoy and others seem all to say against this Or HaChaim and say what's more commonly understood, that nothing can happen to you without the Ribono Shel Olam being Gozer, and even if someone steals money from you, that money was to be stolen anyway. Someone harms you, you're supposed to be harmed anyway. That's the Reb Sadjagoy and speaks out the Farish, and the Al Sheikh says like that as well. So we went off to talk about some Nafkaminas. We said maybe one Nafkamina might be Katlonis, the Ksav Sever is a tshuva that maybe determining a woman's three husbands that die to make her a katlanis, would you would include someone who was killed? Because the Kasafir service said maybe not, because he was killed by an Adam Bechiri and it wasn't an effect of his mazel, it was because someone chose to kill him. So that seemed to be like the Or HaChaim. I think in his father, the Chosim Sefer said, seemed to agree with one of the Jews at least, that people who are murdered to be buried outside of the regular cemetery, because that's a proof that they're chayav misa. So that is going that everything's gzeir min hashamayim, and if a person is murdered, it couldn't have been without gzeir min hashamayim. And the last nafkamina we talked about was that Ravad Yosef brings down, could you use a lottery to choose who's going to be handed over to a group of murderers, or they want to take a certain isha or take someone from your group and harm them? So you could use a lottery, and Ravad Yosef says, even though a lottery might work in general, but here it's not going to work because it's not going to tell you anything, because since they are Baalei Bechira, they can choose to harm you. That's not going to be a raya that the lottery will tell you who's chayav bidei shemayim to be harmed. So again, like this Zohar and like this Or HaChaim, when she quotes there, that would be like the same thing. So the next nafkamina, which is up to right now, is maybe Mornagei Lamaisa. And that is a bir halacha that appears in Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah. Maybe not a commonplace you would think to find a nafkamina for this topic, but they point out in the Loshana bir halacha a fascinating diak. The case is as follows. A person has to make the unique bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Avaseinu B'Makom Hazeh, brought down in Siman Reishit Ches. And a person sees a place which was Areya Makom Shenasu by Nisim Le'Yisrael. Nisim were done over there to Klai Yisrael. Mechar brings down the Avaras HaYarden, Avaras HaYam, all these big cases. You have to make the special bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Avaseinu B'Makom Hazeh with Shema Malchus. So the Bir Halacha brings down from the Kaftar V'Ferach. And he says that you have to also make it when you see Har HaKarmel. Now, if you go up north from Yerushalayim, traveling up north, so on the new road, I think, of being your left-hand side, they tell you that, I don't have to know exactly which mountain, one of these mountains over there in the mountain range, that's Har HaKarmel. So, it, seemingly, this Kaftar V'Ferach, Negei L'Maisa, the Kaftar V'Ferach says, when you see that mountain, you have to make this bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Avaseinu B'Makom Hazeh. The Bir Halacha says, wait a second, it really doesn't seem to make sense. It says, I agree there was a nes and pella that happened over there, but he says, the mice of Har HaKarmel was loy nasa kideshi nasa elio min amisa. It wasn't that mice wasn't there to say Elio should be saved from death, because Elio hid from Achav, and he comes back after Hashem sends him afterwards to go tell Achav the reason why there's no rain for so long is because of your actions. And to strengthen Kedei L'chazek Emunas Yisrael, he did all those nisim at Har HaKarmel. So that's the Bir Halacha's kasha makaf teferach. And the Bir Halacha gives two answers. His first answer is that the kaf teferach didn't mean it. The kaf teferach didn't mean to make a bracha when you see Har HaKarmel, because no one was saved, no one was in sakana of danger to be saved through a nes at Har HaKarmel. Rather, the kaf teferach meant shavach ba'alma. Don't pass by Har HaKarmel without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which he did to Mechazek Emunas Yisrael. And that which the Kaf Teferach emphasized that Acha was chasing him, that's just to point out the greater Shevach you should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Acha didn't kill him, and that the Nisim took place at Har HaKarmel. That's answer number one. But answer number two is slightly different. He says, V'ulai Efshir Oid Loimar. This is the Bir Halacha. The das kafter referchu de hanes shahaya bahar kamel. This nes at Har HaKarmel, haya gam can tell us lahatzila liyom in amisa. It really was there to also save Elio from death. De av shetziva Hashem yizbarach. Now, even though Hashem commanded him to go to Achav, right? So he's going under the commandment of Hashem. Ramal leich hare el Achav. And then he says these few words, which everyone jumps on. Is mikol mokoim Achav haya baal bechira. He says, but there was still a danger. Yes, Hashem told him to go to Achav, and he's a messenger of Hashem. But the danger, says the Chafetz Chaim, was still there. Why? Because Achav is a Baal Bechira in the Inyan Chaya Eliyahu. So it sounds very much from this Chafetz Chaim that this second sheet over here is using this Or HaChaim. That he's saying that really Eliyahu was in Sakana. Oh, Hashem told him to go. Yeah, but even if Hashem tells someone to go, Hashem leaves the koyach and the baal bechira to harm somebody. So yeah, Hashem didn't want Elio to be harmed, but Elio was still in sakana because Achav could have killed him. Why? How could Achav kill him? Because Achav was a baal bechira b'inyan chai Elio. And therefore, he says the kafter ferach would say you make a bracha shem amalchus. It's a real bracha because it really was a sakana to Elio. That's the Bir Halacha's second answer. Some say they showed this to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and Rabbi Yaakov agreed that this is what the Chafetz Chaim is referring to in this second answer, this Or HaChaim, that even though, again, Hashem wants something, the Baal Bechira can choose elsewhere, and therefore he was in a sakana, Elio was in a sakana because Achav could have killed him, even though Hashem seemingly did not want him to die. So I just want to, this is brought that number of places. I just want to point out why this is not a raya. Okay? This is when you don't. Otherwise, you can come run to me and show me this Bir Halacha. This Bir Halacha is not a raya, and I'll explain to you why. The Milchus Avraham makes this hara, and he says that if this was a raya, so then it would come out that the Mishnah Berurah would hold that if a person is in a lion's den and he's saved, that he would not make this bracha. Because if it's dependent on this Or HaChaim, the flip side to the Or HaChaim was that a man is a Baal Bechira, but animals are not. So if the focus is on the koyach of Baal Bechira to put you into sakana, then if you were amongst dangerous animals, you would not make the bracha because they have no Bechira. We know that's not true. Because even the price can bring down, if you knew where Daniel was put into the Geva Arias, you're supposed to make it there. And we have this week's parasha, the end of Bereishis Rabbah. In Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef's traveling back to Eretz Yisrael, he stops off at that boar and he makes this bracha, at the boar that he was thrown into. Now the only sakana there was the chashim v'akravim. So the point is that this bracha doesn't relate to that concept at all. This is a bracha that a person makes when he's in a seemingly a natural point of sakana, and nothing to do with if he could be harmed or can't be harmed. Animals can't harm him because they have no bechira. That's not reflective of this bracha. This bracha is a bracha on what naturally should be danger. And if you naturally should be danger and you were saved and you didn't die, you make this bracha. But if you're among cows or you're among, you know, these farm animals that are not going to harm you, so you don't make a bracha, even though they could be the same sakana as if you're amongst the wild animals. Nonetheless, the bracha is only made on a natural occurrence that should have caused, might have caused harm, and you were saved from it. So this simchah, this bir halacha, is just pointing out a circumstance that Eliyahu was in a, it was a natural sakana because Ahav wanted to kill him. The Baal Bechira aspect of it doesn't take away from the fact that the Orachaim could be completely wrong. It could be that you, Ahav could have never done it. All the Be'er Halacha is emphasizing that in theory, he could have done it, and in Teva, he might have done it. That's enough to mechayev you in the Bracha. That could be why it's not a Raya, it's Be'er Halacha. But I said today, we're going to explain it has to be a danger that's Alpi Teva. This bracha is supposed to be a nes. This is not Birchas HaGoyimel. It's Birchas HaGoyimel, and this is justly nes of Malkam Hazeh. So this is if a person was a natural form of danger, then he was saved in a oifen of nes. There was a nes that could have Har HaKarmel. There was a nes when Daniel was in the Geva Arayas. So then you would make this bracha as opposed to HaGoyimel. That's the case of this bracha. I said tonight we're going to try to at least bring down the Achronim, Rabbonim, to understand a little bit the Orachaim, the synthesis of the Orachaim with the Vilna Goyen and the other Shita, to come up with the Mahalach, at least a better understanding of Hashkocha in this world. And I said in the beginning of last week's shir, this might open up more questions than provide answers, but it'll provide at least a little bit of a derech. So the first answer of what you do with this Orachaim is that the Orachaim is talking about a very limited case. He's talking about a case where the Shvatim paskined that Yosef was Chayav Misa. And paskined that Yosef was Chayav Misa, they included Shemaim in there, included the Ribbono Shel Olam in that Gzera, and they were maskim to this Gzar Din. And there, the Orachaim is saying, in that kind of situation, a person could be Chayav Misa, even if that wasn't, could be Ocho, the Ratzon HaBayra. What's called, this is called in the Sfarim, this is brought down by Moshe Kodobor in the Parish on the Zoyan or Yokar, where he says this is called Bechira Amitis. There's some truthful type of Bechira, where we don't have no, suppose didn't have Negias like we have Negias, and this Bechira Amitis could cause that a person could be killed, even if that wasn't as if the initial Gzera Min HaShemayim. That would be limiting the Rechaim's scope very, very much. It's specifically referring to a circumstance of the Shvatim. We don't have such circumstances maybe nowadays anymore, and therefore we'd all be going like the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. But the Netziv himself, who brought down the Raya for the Orachaim from the case of Daniel and Kairish, the Netziv in the Harchev Dover says, he adds on one important point, and this is a different Mahalach. And he says, "Alam chalilo loymar she'ein biyad hashkocha hal yoina lishmor gam b'mechiras adam." You can't say such a thing that hashkocha doesn't control b'mechiras adam. But what it does mean, what the Orachaim does mean, "Elakach yesh lano loymar delezeh ba'inon skus yoiser." To be saved from the hands of a baal habechira, you need a greater skus than you would have needed to be saved from animals who do not have Bechira. And I'll explain this in a moment. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky also straight out, so they found Derech Sicha, said, "Ahim advarm kipshuton, is this Orach Chaim kipshuton?" And Reb Chaim said, "Lo yitochen, it's impossible, shiharg adam im lo yinigzol min shemayim. If it wasn't nigzol min shemayim, you can't be killed. El shekneged baal Bechira tzarech yoyser zchuyas leinotzol." You need greater zchuyas to be saved from a baal Bechira. So therefore, there's sometimes that there's nigzar na adam misa, and a schus could save him. And if it's a case where a baal bechira is harming you, you'll need greater schus to be saved. It says that's the pshat in the Orachaim. So I wanted to explain this, just go a couple steps, step at a time here, of kind of what exactly was happening over here in every step of this baal bechira's interaction between you and someone else. So I think Apollo Shagonlil Rabinovich's his sichas that he put out, they put a sefer on Tiva Emuna that he has on Emuna, and he has this following Yisod, which I also found in an older sefer called Erech HaPaim, and he says like this. He says, Hashem relates to us the way we relate to him. As Kedusha Slavi, and others point out, Hashem Tzilcha, he acts like your shadow, which means that his hashkacha over us is in how much Emuna we have. The stronger the Emuna we have, the closer the hashkacha is. So hashkacha is not created equal. Not everyone has the same hashkacha. Hashkacha process is reflective of your level in emunah. Here's a Maral, writes that a person could, if he fails in his judgment on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so he's left to a life, says the Maral, without hashkacha. Just a teva. A person could exist, basically, just up teva, if he failed that din. So, Gamaliel Arnovich over here, he says that, so therefore, why is it that the Aruch Chaim explains that a person who's faced with a Baal Bechir will need greater schus, as opposed to a person faced an animal? This is because a person faced an animal has nowhere to turn. You can't speak to the animal to try to tell him to go find his food elsewhere. You only have a turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have a better chance of being saved, he says, because your emunah is solely focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving you. There's no one else you can speak to save you. But when you're faced with an enemy who's a Baal Bechira, so I have 70, 80% turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a good 20% that I'm trying to convince this guy not to pull the trigger. So he says, as soon as I did that and I shifted away from the 100% from the Baal Yisrael, so I lost that level of emuna somewhat, and I therefore lost some level of hashkacha. And to be saved in such a case, I need a greater schus. It's a fascinating approach to it. It depends on where my head is. And therefore, he says, in general, Aruch Chaim is pointing out, when I'm faced with animals, when Yosef is being thrown into the Nechashim V'Akrovim, so he can't die, he can't start convincing Nechashim V'Akrovim not to kill him, he's going to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's going to have 100% focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, he'll be able to be saved. That was Reuven's cheshbon. But if he would stay with the brothers and the brothers would harm him directly, Yosef would try to convince them that it doesn't pay to save me, our father's going to be upset. He's going to try to think that he has some input, and that input which he thinks is going to come from him, that is going to actually diminish the hashkacha, and to be saved, they'll need a greater schus. A little bit, it was counterintuitive, but it's a further understanding of how our emunah is tied into hashkacha. The Zohar actually writes this thing, so it could be a proper shot in the Zohar that a person shouldn't has to remember how much he has to be connected to Moshe to be saved through hashkacha. But the Sifzei Chaim takes it one step further. Sifzei Chaim, Chaim Finlay and Emunah Bitachon, has a long arichas about this. So I just cut out just the major points that I think highlighted uniqueness in his approach. So he says, the Chor Aruch Chaim stands as a stira to what we know of everything coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he begins. So he says, but let's look at what happened over there slowly. What, if they go back a little bit, you have a case of kinna and sinna between the brothers, right? And Yosef was the one that caused the brothers to hate him. So you have a cause of Yosef, which caused hatred to the brothers. He said that put Yosef into sakana right away. It wasn't the fact that Yosef comes down there and sees the brothers away from the father. The brothers are calculating how to harm Yosef, and now he's in sakana. He says, no. Yosef was in sakana before. Yosef was in sakana as soon as he started up with the brothers. As soon as he said his dream's over, and they started to hate him and feel jealous of him, that's the point Yosef was in sakana. And that was a kitrig on him that he caused this anguish, so to say, to the brothers. And this is what Reuven was worried about. Which means Reuven was worried that if he allows the brothers to deal with him, so Yosef is going to be harmed because Yosef has put himself into sakana. And once you're in sakana, so now a Baal Bechira could harm you, because again, you need greater schus to be saved from a Baal Bechira. But the sakana came from Yosef's actions. And Yosef is the one who put himself into that sakana by creating sinna. And therefore, Reuven wanted to see if Yosef, his chalemas were right or not, said that I'll put you in a situation where the only people who can harm you, the only being that can harm you is an animal. And therefore, I'll know right away if it's magzer from Hashem, because you don't need such a great schus to be saved from these animals. So when we say that the Gra points out that no one can harm you unless it was nigzel of milamala, she says it's not necessarily a steer anymore to the Or HaChaim, because that a person can't harm you, what the Gaon is saying, without you having done anything. Which means you have to be culpable first. If you're first culpable, now someone could harm you. But if you have done nothing, so the Gra stands his ground and will say that even a Baal Bechir cannot harm you if you've done nothing wrong. And the Or HaChaim is talking about a case where if you put yourself in a situation through an avera, through a chet, through some sort of culpability, then by causing kinna or a sinner or whatever it is, then echanami, you have placed yourself in a sakana. And once you're in a sakana, then the gzerim in the shemaim is that a person in a sakana could be harmed unless he has certain schuyos. And those schuyos will need greater schuyos with a baal bechira and less schuyos when it's just an animal. Okay, so let's say, you know, there's different levels of averas and different levels of interactions, but, certain averas are mechayev more than other averas, and our tshuva helps certain points, right? You're right, this is going to muddy the water that you can't directly point to say what happened because of what. I agree. That is part of life. But if a person, did a small avera, right, the sach bein tefillah, the Gemara says, so... You know, there could be smaller averas which are not make you culpable for misa, make you culpable for something else, for slipping on the ground, or whatever it is. You know, there has to be a mita keneged mita. But it seemed like kinna and sinna, cause for Yosef, causing the brothers, was of that, especially for Yosef's madrega, was enough to make Yosef as if chayev misa. Now the Sibza Chaim adds in one more fascinating point. And he says as follows, that what happens with this person who's now Chayiv Misa walking down the street? Okay, let's say Yosef was Chayiv Misa and he faced his brothers. So now you have a Baal Bechira, you have a choice. That person can choose to harm him or not. So how does that play in? If we just said the person is really Chayiv to be punished, he is culpable. So what play is there now for this other person to be a Baal Bechira, to choose good? So choosing bad, we're explaining how it's possible to choose bad and harm the person, because the person really is chayev for whatever reason it is. But what about choosing good? How does that fit into what we're explaining of every person is chayev? So he says an amazing idea, that this person who is, let's say Reuven wants to harm Shimon, right? And Shimon is really chayev and can't be harmed. Reuven's going to be allowed to harm him now. So if Reuven, though, decides not to harm, in other words, he's giving a chiyus, he's giving a second chance to Shimon. So by overcoming his anger and not harming Shimon, Shimon is given an extension to his life, or extension to not be harmed, in the schus of Reuven. So Reuven and Shimon are enemies, and Reuven wants to harm Shimon. And Shimon is chayev because he egged Reuven on for whatever reason. Reuven still has a chance by choosing not to harming Shimon, he says, that Shimon is given some sort of chiyus, some extra life, because he became a kli for Reuven to choose good. And therefore, this person, gufa noisen schus kiyum lenerag, he's giving a schus kiyum to that person who he wanted to kill, even though that person was chayav to be killed. But by Reuven choosing not to kill Shimon, Shimon is going to be able to live longer, even though Shimon was supposed to die. This is the gzera. But he says it's playing out. It's not just that Shimon is chayav misa and that's over. No. As it plays out, and as Reuven makes decisions and Shimon makes decisions in every step of the way, they are affecting each other. And therefore, Reuven can choose not to kill Shimon. And therefore, Reuven has made a choice of using Shimon as a kli for choosing the proper path. That gives a schus to Shimon to continue to exist. But I think it's just an understanding that we'll never understand. In other words, it's so deep, the hashgacha, on every single level, that we can't just say, A plus B equals C, and this guy did this and he's chayav for that. But there's so many steps along the way that each person can affect someone else, not in a physical sense even, which could relay down the line if a person's chayav in a physical sense or not, which would allow the Baal Bechira to be able to do it. And still the Baal Bechira could choose not to do it. And that could help the other person get an existence even longer. Just to understand a little bit of the amazement of the hashkacha behind the interaction between these two. That is the Sifzei Chaim. And he says that's what Reuven was thinking about over here. That really was Nigzon Shemayim that Yosef should be killed because of what he did to the brothers. And the brothers are going to be able to use their Bechira to bring this Gezar Din Lepoil, because Yosef is not going to have the schus because of what he did. He's not going to have the schus to exist past their Bechira if they choose to do so. If they choose not to do it, Yosef will get a schus. But this is what Reuven was nervous about. And therefore, Reuven decided to throw him into the boar. And even that decision was a schus for Yosef because they didn't kill him. But that's the only way Reuven can tell if the chalemus were correct or not. Because had they left him up there, then it could be that Yosef was just being punished for the way he acted with the brothers. But it's not a riot if the dreams are true. So Reuven wanted to know if the dreams are true, so he had to throw him into the boar. The Sifzei Chaim agrees that this doesn't fit into the lashon of the Ohr HaChaim. It's a nice idea. What we're saying now is the Ohr HaChaim and the Groh do fit together. The Groh is saying that without you doing anything wrong, no one can harm you. And the Ohr HaChaim is saying that it's true, but once you did something wrong, now someone could harm you, and you would need a greater schus to stand up for it. But fit into the lashon of the Ohr HaChaim is a little more challenging to say this is what he meant. So the last mahalach I want to say over, that is from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel. And he takes a different stance than Mefarshim we just explained, and the Netziv, really, and the Sifzei Chaim. He's a little bit of, he's sticking with the Ohr HaChaim in a much more specific form. So he explains as follows, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing's going to happen without a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. It's impossible. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu could want a person to die, and he could want a person not to die. And he could want this person, A, to kill a person who has Dam Naki, who doesn't deserve to be deaf. But whoever is Shuyas or Averis, he plans it out in advance. But he says, Avalim lo yirtza Hashem livnayis ha-maisa, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to stop Reuven from harming Shimon, then that person actually could be Shefech Dam Naki. Again, Reuven could harm Shimon, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, like the Ohr HaChaim says, even if Shimon is pure. He didn't do averus, like the Sifzei Chaim says. He didn't egg on Reuven. He's not culpable. Reuven could do it, exactly what the Ohr HaChaim says. He just adds in one important point, which you can't forget. And that is only if the Ribbono Shel allows him to do it. So what that means is the Ribbono Shel has a separate cheshbon from everything we see down here. And his cheshbon might be that this person could die now or could not die now. And therefore, if a person could die now, and he gives the reshus for such a person to could die, then a Baal Bechira could choose to harm him. So much more in line with what we just explained in the Ohr HaChaim, that a person could have a set time to die, and he does not meet that time because the Baal Bechira decided to cut it down early. That could possibly be. But you should know it's only because the Ribbono Shel found in all the cheshbonos that this person wasn't supposed to live or didn't have to live until that point. He didn't have the schuyos to live until that point. Whatever the reason is, as long as the Ribbono Shel says that this person is a reshus to harm him, then a Baal Bechira has the ability to choose to harm him. And that reshus, he says, not necessarily because there's a culpability. Doesn't explain what it is. I guess we don't know. But he says it certainly, he quotes this pasuk, which we spoke of, Yesh Nispa B'lei Mishpat, that you could have a person who is not Chayiv Misa now, there's no gzer on him to die now, and a Baal Bechira could harm him and could kill him. That is definitely true, but you should know that's only because it's Birshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's what it means, HaKol Tzafui V'HaRishus Nasuna. Mishnah Novus Per Gimel. Akol Tzafui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And he knows what's going to happen. He knows why everything should happen. But the Rishus is Nesuna. He does give the Baal Bechira the opportunity to do that which he is Boicher. As long as, he says, tonight, she Yirsha Lei HaBoir Elo Yitzil HaPoel Bezimasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing you to be able to do what you plan on doing. But it doesn't always happen that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always allow a person to be harmed. He might have a cheshbon why this person has a certain schus, or he needs them for later on, or whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan what this person's goal is in life. And therefore, he doesn't want him harmed. And you can't, then your Baal Bechira can't do anything. Can't harm him. So it's not a free-for-all. Don't understand the Rechaim is a free-for-all as a Baal Bechira could do whatever he wants. No, it is limited in scope. But it's only where after HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that the Rishus is Nesuna, that you have Rishus to do it, then the Baal Bechira can make those decisions. He says, what are we going to do about, let me see if there's one more point here. He says, many make this mistake in the Zohar Chaim, to think that a person, or Chaim saying a person can do whatever he wants. The Baal Bechira is given you a complete Rishus. He says, that's a big mistake in understanding the Zohar Chaim. So what are you going to do with the Chinuch and the Chayvus HaLevavos? The Chinuch and the Chayvus HaLevavos seem to say very explicitly that in the Issur of Nekama, don't take Nekama because everything comes from the Rebbein Shalom. And that hit which you got from that person is from the Rebbein Shalom because of your Averus. So how's that going to fit over here? According to what we're saying, that Lechera was in direct contrast with the Zohar Chaim. I mean, even according to understanding, according to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, still in direct contrast. So he has to deal with it, and he does, and he says, Mashatola Baal Sefer HaChinuch Sibas HaNezek Be'ovon HaAdam Atzmai. But Loi B'Bechir Sa Yisalei Hara. That which the Chinuch says, that all bad that happens to you is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from your Averus, and not from a mankind choosing against you, Hainu Mikivon Shal HaRoiv Sibas HaYisur Machmas HaVoinis. That's the Roiv. The Roiv is that most times you get harmed is because of your Averus. U'miyuta D'miyuta. It's a minority of a minority. It's Mishum Bechiris HaRash HaLamazik. It's a situation, again, where the Boicher could choose to harm you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing it to happen. And the Chinuch is not telling us Klalei HaBechir. The Chinuch is telling us the general approach. And it's a very interesting deek in the Chayvus HaLevavos. He says, the Chayvus HaLevavos writes, She'em b'yad echad me'abruim lo'hoyilis nafshev lo'lahazik lo'zulosi. A man has no ability to harm somebody else. Unless you have Rishus from the Bayer. So does that sound, that sounds like we bring that originally, we said that's more like the Chinuch. And that, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel says, no, if you look carefully, what did the Chayvus HaLevavos say? The Chayvus HaLevavos said, unless you have Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't say that a person cannot harm anybody else without the Gzeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person cannot harm someone else without the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which meant, he says again, to what his Mahalach is, that a Baal Bechira could harm somebody, even if it's not his time to be harmed or to be killed. But that's the only situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing it to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Cheshbon will allow it to happen for whatever reason it is. And that Rishus, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Rishus, the Baal Bechira could do it. And therefore, he says, that's all the Chavos HaLevavos is saying. That you can't harm someone else without having Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on you or on this person to be harmed or not. And he ends off, I probably should have started with this, but that would have ended the shiur very quickly. He ends off with this following line. He says, B'vadai shemina royu l'ktanei hadas. It's fit for the small-minded people as myself. Yad limshei chedeim l'asik b'nyanam amukim eilam. They should remove themselves from discussing such topics. She'en lem yadi was out. I have no understanding of this. Virak megam gemingimu u'ma'akmim diri ha'rishonim, that they're just perverting the words of the Rishonim. U'metilim gam b'doifi b'kodesh kodeshim. And they're damaging in some way the Kodesh HaKadoshim, dealing with these lofty topics of Hashkocha. But we did our best we could do in the past 2 weeks to try to explain this difficult Or HaChaim. And again, Nachman of the Mahalchim we brought is that either it's limited to the case of Bechira Amitus, Gzeir Min HaShemayim. It is, number two, it just means that you need a greater schus, which is echoed by the Nitziv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky and and Magmuli Rabinovich. We had the Sifsei Chaim, which added in so many different parts that a person could be culpable along the way to create the scenario where he is able to be killed. And even then, in the last moment, the person chooses not to do it. He gives a schus to the Nerag, even weiter. And the last mahalach was that of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, who says, take it a little bit more literally, but all it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first decides who is, who he needs, who he wants around for whatever reason is, and if not, Rachman Leitzlan, then, not that a person is killed, but that the Baal Bechir is given an option, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not stop him. And that's how I understand the Aruch Chaim. So those are some of the understandings of the Aruch Chaim Ad Kan for this evening. I guess we'll call it a little short. And next month's Shabbos, I think we're going to tackle some history, historical halachic phenomenons. So, a good tovach, yeah.